The five letters are SNOOP, mega popular Wordle game now spies on players. By Lucas Nolan on February 18, 2022. The New York Times recently purchased the popular online word guessing game Wordle, and appears to have immediately added ad tracking, sending user data not only to the Times, but also to Google and other third parties. Gizmodo reports that less than a month after the New York Times purchased the popular daily word guessing Wordle, the company appears to have added a number of ad tracking cookies to the game. The Neat reportedly paid seven-figure price for the rights to the game, which is currently still free to play, meaning the company is looking for ways to recoup its investment based on user surveillance, the traditional business model of the Silicon Valley masters of the universe. One of the primary ways it appears to be doing that is the addition of ad trackers to the Wordle webpage. Gizmodo found that many of trackers linked directly back to the Neat, but that most were being used to send user data to third-party companies like Google. While the Wordle page has not changed its appearance and is still the same five-letter word-guessing game that people have grown to love, it has undergone considerable changes under the hood with the addition of trackers. Gizmodo has suggested one possible nightmare scenario given this new evidence, writing, "Ad trackers were created to shove t-shirts and mugs onto all of our timelines, but they can also be used for outright surveillance. There are countless cases of cops using the data gleaned from those shitty ads to track protesters, immigrants, and anyone else they'd want completely warrant-free." And two of the companies that officers tap on the regular for this work, Google and Oracle, Riot's infamous Blue Sky subsidiary, are tied up in Wordle's shiny new trackers. Every time you open the page to see the day's puzzle to complain about how hard it is, the page pings details back to those companies, and the data it shares can be extremely detailed, as Blue Sky's own documents lay out. At the very least, it's likely sending broad strokes to say you were on the site at a certain time, while your device was at a certain location. Read more at Gizmodo here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.